Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, God. Okay, Adel, Aaron, bad news.
What's wrong?
I just got off the phone with the commissioner of Penguin Baseball.
He's issued
a temporary injunction on the podcast.
What does that mean?
So we can't talk about Penguin Baseball for an entire episode.
What's the worst news is that I think I am the commissioner of Penguin Baseball.
So slowly I think this is lowers my foam finger. Super disappointing. I had a lot to say.
I did too, and I would love to say it, but we have to pivot. What can we do? What can we do for today?
Janet's always just outside. Should we ask her to come in and maybe do something?
Use the Janet door. Use the Janet door.
Yeah, come on in.
Guys, yeah, I got snacks.
All right,
let's open.
Okay.
Oh, Dracula's out. Dracula's out. I let Dracula out.
Oh, God.
Everybody, you got to oil those hinges.
Look down at the floor. Don't look at me.
You got to oil those hinges. Aaron, way to hold up a foam finger when you should have been holding up foam flippers. A lot of people are being very upset with you.
Yeah, fingers.
That's exactly the kind of thing we can't talk about today.
I'm so sorry. I realize that now. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Well, here I am. What are we doing? What's happening? How are we doing? Is it going to be like, am I that one host that comes in on the public access show and talks about, relationships? Hey.
We wanted to make this as easy for you as possible, Janet, because I know this is a last minute thing. Would you just mind rattling off, 50-ish of your favorite things and we can vote on which one is our favorite?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. I've actually had a lot of them in my head since I eavesdropped on each of you doing yours. Now, I couldn't, because you keep me outside, I wasn't able to hear 89% of what y'all said, so there might be a lot of crossover, repetition, etc.
Yeah, just to get ahead of the emails, we do leave her water.
Yeah, in a dog bowl.
Well, it's a dog is crossed out and it has Janet written on it.
She said water and a dog bowl, not water in a dog bowl, yes, just so everyone's clear.
What I do with the water is up to me. I don't have to.
That's your business. And the bowl. Bowl is your business.
But I don't
have
to. What
could you be doing with water?
First thing in my favorite things list, my dog bowl. Yeah.
I can do that. And if it were true that this was not spontaneous, and if it were true that I had listened to all the episodes, and if it were true that I did have a working list on my phone that I continued to have to cross off of because each one of you stole my ideas as if you knew that I had recently written them down.
But ultimately kind of lovely, though.
But ultimately kind of lovely
because we have the same taste.
And the only one that I forgot to replace was one that had been on Casey's list, so I had to come up with a quick sub. I think it will be clear what the sub is.
Oh, cool.
And then it could tell you what the
category
was. Did
Casey have, having Janet Varney on the podcast on his list? Because that would be very funny.
List.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Listen, I thought about it. I thought about reincorporating myself onto the list. It was both so flattering and so painful to be on and then be dumped that I'm not going to put myself through that again. No way.
Yeah.
I will say I think all four hosts have been on the bracket in some regard, and I think all four of us lost to other seeds. So
I don't think I ever made it to the top four.
Casey was so close, wasn't he, with the very first one? Was it the first one, Mark?
I think very close, yeah. I beat World Peace, and then I lost to something that was like pretzel sticks or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all certainly like each other. We don't love each other, you know?
Yeah.
We're not great.
It's an honor to be nominated, and I recognize that walking through the door of listening to these episodes.
I lost to pretzel sticks or something. It was so funny.
Adult, great guy. He's no pretzel sticks.
We build each other up to tear each other down, I think, is Janet, thank you so much for doing this. Let's please get into Janet Varney's top favorite things.
Very, very nervous about keeping track of these. Okay. All right. First set.
Okay.
Pulling into a parking spot to discover plenty of time already on the meter.
Wow.
Ooh. Or that waffle cone smell when you're walking past an ice cream place.
I can already tell that this list is amazing. If this is the start, holy shit. Okay. Yeah. Oh, cool.
I got to say, they kind of fucked us nowadays because so much of this is now app-based payment you can't even see if you're actually like in a space that I'm sure it's just so they can like have people double pay.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go with waffle cone on this one. I fucking love that smell.
Yep. I'm going with the rarer of the two. I always have $3 just in case. I never just stumble upon waffle cone smell. It's a rare day, so I'm going to celebrate that. That should be be a candle scent, I think.
And it's rare because it's also seasonal, usually.
Yes.
You can't really smell waffle cones during the winter.
Good point. Often. Sounds like waffle cones swept it.
Woohoo! Yeah,
and in the morning, I'm smelling waffles.
Great. Great. Okay. Next one. And I realized that I did write this. This one's been on the list a long time. It was before I had to put my husky to sleep. So I really apologize. Huskies talking. The like, or the smell of water like on concrete. Now, to me, I love that smell because that smells like rain and it's always unexpected. It's like, oh, someone's hosing down their car as I'm walking through a hot LA neighborhood, but all of a sudden I get hit with this blast of, I don't know if it's ozone. I'm not sure. There's a word for that someone told me once, but it smells like, oh my God, it just smells like nice rain and it doesn't seem so hot and gross anymore.
One, Janet, we are collectively so sorry to hear about your loss. And two, I think this round we give it to you. Would it be less painful to choose water on the cement?
No, I'd probably go with Husky's talking.
Okay, I think Husky's talking because I think Husky's talking is my number one.
Yeah.
To spare Janet the pain of the memory, I would rather not have Husky's advance. But I don't know what the fuck you're talking about with the water or concrete. Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. All right,
I think
Husky's.
Gasoline on concrete.
Yeah, I love both. I genuinely almost went with the water on concrete.
Thank you, Aaron.
I truly just got some concrete work done in front of my house, and I have to water my plants that are out there.
Yeah,
and so I guess I must smell water on concrete almost every day.
Well,
I couldn't tell you what it smells.
Maybe
like.
It's a thing that happens in more arid climates. JPC, I don't know. I haven't done the science on this.
I don't know the science on it. So yeah,
and there probably isn't any science on it.
It's really hot out. That's the only time I really
I think you're. I mean, I think that's what I notice also. So maybe hot and dry. Yeah.
Risking hate mail, I think it's women's noses because I don't know what they're talking about. JPC.
Oh boy.
Well,
don't say JPC. Don't put me under that.
Don't you worry.
Couldn't be that we live in a different place.
Sometimes
we live in
Los Angeles. Like women just live in a different place than men. Do you know
Stop
what I mean?
Stop putting your armor on my shoulder. Get away from me, freak.
You're right. We're the same, right? We're the same.
We're doing guy stuff.
We got to stick together. Us
coming
pros.
Up behind someone in line. Yeah. I think what this guy is saying is he wants the number 6 on the menu because he's going to fuck it. Like he's going to fuck the sandwich.
And
me and this guy are the same.
Yeah,
Come on. We're partners.
Okay. All right. Okay. Next category. Formerly, a movie you loved as a kid still holds up.
Mm.
Now, Rare. Convincing Casey Tony to change his name to Tony Casey.
Wow.
Or Mama and Baby Skunks prancing in a little row down the street.
Wow. A threefer.
Casey's laughing.
But it's not because the first one got I had to cast it out because Casey had it. I had to replace Casey's because we had the same idea.
Now, normally I'd
convincing him to change his name to Tony Casey.
Janet, can I ask you just a quick follow up? Because I think I know my answer. Can I ask you a quick follow up?
Ready.
Would you consider allowing changing his name to Tasty Coney?
Yes.
Okay.
1,000% changing it to Tasty Coney, yes.
If we can change it to Tasty Coney, yes. That's my answer.
Yes.
Tony Casey has it for me. Great choice, but Tony Casey is pretty cute.
Yeah. I think to me he'll always be Sleepo, so I would go with the Skunks.
Yeah. Sleepo and the Skunks.
Unfortunately, it's Tasty Coney / Casey Tony. / Tony Casey.
Casey says, when I was young, I wanted to open a hot dog restaurant named Casey Tony's Tasty Coney's. Casey,
there's still
that's
time.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah. On Coney Thailand?
I might be silent for a second. Guys, I'm setting up a GoFundMe.
Casey, back away from your computer. We got this. Somehow we will turn off your recording equipment when this is over. You need to leave now and start your new life. Now!
Casey, start this restaurant.
It makes me so angry that I don't have anything like that. Like, there's no manipulation of my name that can get us to any kind of store that anyone would go to. Like,
No, we could. We could.
Vanette Jarnies, Vans and Jeepers. Oh, boy, this is tough.
Why did you not believe her when she said it couldn't be done?
He likes a challenge. We know this. All right, okay.
Janet Varney's Tour of Blarneys, and it's you giving people a tour of Ireland.
The Blarney Stone.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.